circumcision evangel. Those who endure to the end will be saved. We don't have to endure to be saved. We are saved by grace. The 144,000, they are bought. Bought by the Lambkin. Hello, everyone. We're ending the week here. This is Martin Zender. I'm still at the home of Waylon and Regina Dabbs in Coral Springs. I just turned the camera around. I like this angle better. Look at all this pretty stuff up here. The flowers, the thing up there, whatever that is. And then there's me here in the middle. But someone actually got hold of Waylon and said, Waylon, do you realize that Martin Zender, you're letting Martin Zender make his show at your house? And the guy couldn't believe it. And Waylon said, yes, I have thought this through, and I want Martin Zender to make his show at my house. So God bless Waylon and Regina Dabb. This other guy, it's like he thinks Waylon is harboring a criminal or something. Like I'm on the lam and I found a resting place, like the Underground Railroad. I set up my microphone and I have a place to do my thing. So the 144,000. I don't know about you. I'm tired of talking about these people, and we're getting through this in the next couple days. Monday we'll probably finish. Then we're gonna go on. Chapter 14 is a long chapter. We're going to talk about the Aeonian evangel. What is that? There is a different evangel. It's not an evangel for salvation, but it's a different message. So I want to talk about this 144,000 being bought, because there's such rich contrasts between the 144,000 and the worshipers of the wild beast. And you will also appreciate the contrast as I bring this up between us and the popular religions of the world. These are they. I'm in verse 4 of chapter 14 of the unveiling, who follow the Lambkin wherever it may be going. These are bought from humanity, a first fruit to God and the Lambkin, and in their mouth falsehood was not found, for they are flawless. Bought from mankind. This tells us that the secrets of the superior station of the 144,000, it's not paid for by their efforts. So in this we see a similarity between them and us in the body of Christ, not paid for by their efforts. This seems surprising at first, because the circumcision evangel is an evangel that mixes law with grace, and as I started the show, you have to be worthy. You have to produce fruits worthy of repentance, and you must overcome. You must be an overcomer. Now, I have two thoughts on this. It could be that the overcoming has to do with a place of rule. No, I take that back. He who overcomes will eat of the tree of life. And if you don't overcome, you won't eat of the tree of life, which means there's only one other place for you, and I believe that would be the second death. We're going to get that. We're going to get there when we get to the second death. So in many aspects, these 144,000 are special. They're bought. They're bought even out from Israel. Another example of how God has favorites among his favorites. Among his favorites, among his favorites. Israel is his favorite nation. Within that nation, he has 144,000 that he calls out. These are his favorites. But among those, I'm sure there are other favorites. You've heard me say many times concerning the 12 disciples. Wow, talk about an exclusive company. 12 guys chosen to rule the world. Yes, they're exclusive, but among that group, there were Jesus's favorites. Yes, I am telling you that Jesus played favorites. No, I'm not telling you that Jesus was politically correct. Yes, I suppose the others were jealous. No, it has nothing to do with anything. Jealousy is a sin. My friends, you've heard me teach strongly against jealousy. So no doubt that when Jesus called Peter, James, and John aside, and they got all that cool stuff, Peter, James, and John got the extra glory. They were there at the Mount of Transfiguration. You hear them mentioned together, Peter, James, and John. Of those three, John was called the disciple whom Jesus loved. So then Peter and James got a chance to be jealous. So the 144,000, I don't care what it sounds like when I say that they're special and they're bought. they're bought by Christ. Now look at the contrast between the wild beast. The wild beast says nobody buys or sells unless they have the mark of the name or the number of the name. The mark, the number, or the name. Nobody can buy or sell. Well, Jesus Christ is not too impressed with his rule, with the Antichrist's law that no one can buy or sell, because he comes down, he laughs at these laws, he comes down and he buys for himself the 144,000. I conclude here that this is one of the greatest commercial transactions ever effected against the will of the wild beast. And I do so love it when that happens. Would I defy the wild beast if I was on earth? Wait, that's a trick question. I would not have to. You wouldn't have to either. Because, see, we don't live in that administration. It's, don't even think about it. What would I do? Would I be true to God? You're always asking this of yourself. You're always worried, would I be like the 144,000? Well, first of all, they're sealed. They're not going to die. They're special. Other Israelites will die, which makes my case that these 144,000 are called out. They're bought. They're special. They have not worked for their special place, whereas other Israelites have to work. Martin, that's not fair. I know it's not fair. God doesn't have to be fair. You're worried about God being fair? Read Romans 9. There are vessels of honor and dishonor according to the whim, not whim, according to the predisposition, the choosing of the potter, not based on anything. That's not fair either, is it? No, it's not. So these 144,000 are bought, and God audaciously comes down to earth. Now, this is true of the circumcision evangel. It's certainly true of ours. Comes down to earth, buys them. That's what it said. I'll go back to the text. These are bought from mankind, from mankind. I'll even elaborate on that text. They're bought from mankind, and they're also bought from Israel. They're a special company even among the special. And you and I, how special are we? Because our call is the special of the special of the special. We wouldn't know of God and Christ without the history of Israel. They wrote it down. Their penmen were inspired by God. So we owe them much. Paul brings this up in Romans chapter 11. I'll be getting there on my Romans series. No, I am there. Am I there? No. No, I'm on chapter 9. So we're the special among the special among the special. We have a celestial calling, not an earthly calling. And so think of how many people you have been chosen out of. You've been chosen out of your nation, out of your family, out of the earth, out of all history. Nobody before Paul could be in the body of Christ. The 144,000, wow, they have to feel great. I would. Don't have to be beheaded or killed. I can walk around with assurance that nobody can get me. The man of lawlessness can't get me. And I've been bought. My sealing, the sealing of God, the name of the Lambkin and his father on my forehead was not a result of my good behavior. Therefore, it cannot be lost by my good behavior and by my bad behavior. And in this, the 144,000 are kind of like us, kind of like the body of Christ in that respect only. So now we get to the word first fruit. You see, this is why this series is taking so long, one word at a time, practically. What are these 144,000 of first fruit of? They are actually the first ones to enter into the kingdom of God. Did you know that there has never been a kingdom of God on this earth? No. Well, just look at history. No, Adam wasn't a kingdom of God. No, Adam set the road for Christ. That's right. Then later we had nations. Israel's called out, but they're always struggling within the nations. I'm talking about the kingdom of God when Jesus Christ will rule on the earth at the behest of his Father, and he shall bring all the nations to righteousness, and there will be no usurping that kingdom. It will endure for the eon. So these 144,000, talk about pioneers. You want to be a pioneer in Israel? The 144,000 are the first to step through the portal into a kingdom of God on earth. They are the first to step through a portal from Aeon 3 to Aeon 4 on the earth. I love this pioneering stuff. I love the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. I got to see the Spirit of St. Louis, the plane flown by Charles Lindbergh, the first guy to cross the Atlantic. I love the first guy of anything, or girl. I don't care if it's a guy or a girl. If you're the first one to do anything, I'm in awe. And also at the Air and Space Museum, the spacesuit of Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon. I'm in awe of that. The first one. Watson, come quickly. I need you. You hear that? Watson, come quickly. I need you. Those were the first words of Alexander Graham Bell on the first telephone, calling his assistant, Watson. So these 144,000 are indeed pioneers. They're going through the veil. They're even before the 12. I don't care which 12 you pick. The 12 patriarchs, the 12 apostles, they're still dead until 75 days after Jesus Christ returns to the Mount of Olives. So they're not coming into it till later. So these are the first ones. Now, look at the contrast again between the 144,000 and those unfortunate devotees of the wild beast. They are, if I can coin a term here, the last fruits. The last fruits of what, you ask? Good question. They're the last fruits of man's misrule. With them, with the worshipers of the wild beast, the era will close forever of humanity's endeavor to rule the world in alienation and apart from God. The last hurrah, the worshipers of the wild beast. Great accomplishment. Good job, guys. You finished it off. You're the last fruits. You're the last fruits of this parade of misery and tears that we call life. This isn't life. I don't feel this is life. Have I quoted John Cougar Mellencamp lately? Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. This isn't life. What is life? Life is that which inhabits you, which lives inside of you. And in this, we are pioneers like the 144,000, but pioneers of another kind. Because, is that true? All right, I think it is true. The Spirit of God makes its home in us. We don't need a temple. These 144,000 will be building a temple. They'll be part of a temple system. They will be finding God in Christ. God through Christ, through the high priest of the Melchizedek order in the temple. To me, that is the same as saying that they don't have the Spirit of God making its home in them. Paul says we are the temple of God. Our body is a temple. Not so the 144,000. First fruit, last fruit, pioneers and stragglers, these poor worshipers of the wild beast. I feel sorry for them. Were I on the earth at that time, I would send them sympathy cards. You know what? I probably know some of them now. I should send them sympathy cards now. I swear to you, listen, I am convinced that I am personally acquainted today with those who will be worshiping the wild beast. They will be the last fruits of human misrule. And don't misunderstand me here. Human misrule not only includes the buffoonery in government, but the buffoonery in religion. Because you can either be a worldly unbeliever or a fake unbeliever or a religious unbeliever. You can either slap it with whitewash or not bother with the whitewash at all. The world doesn't bother with the whitewash. The religions of the world do. We are of the company who doesn't have to whitewash anything. We don't have to present anything or not present it or worry about presenting it, because our whiteness, our purity, our righteousness comes from Jesus Christ. In defiance of everything that the false religions of this earth will do.